Hey friends, it's Sarah Rittendale. When I decided to act against all the toxic thoughts and feelings I was living with daily and try to become my best self, I quickly fell into the very common trap of perfectionism. So, I decided to create a space where wellness doesn't mean being flawless. Becoming the best version of yourself doesn't just come from conversations about managing your mean mind, learning confidence, and always doing the things that you're supposed to do. Here, we talk about how normal your toxic feelings and thoughts are, that you're not doing something wrong because you don't always feel, think, or act how you envision your best self to, how to implement self-improvement strategies in a realistic way, and we do this through a variety of topics that often prompt our best selves to crave emergence. My mission? Inspire you to recognize that you don't have to be perfect to consider yourself whole, healthy, and well. This is the Well-ish Podcast.
We have made it to day 5 of the 28 days of self-love.
Yesterday, we talked about romanticizing your life, how taking these small moments and being so over-the-top mindful of them is an act of self-love. So today, I wanted to kind of switch gears here and talk about the idea of body positivity. Really, what we're talking about is body neutrality and how that is the act of self-love instead of the constantly heard message of being positive about your body. Both are good. One is a little bit better for what we're trying to accomplish. And honestly, maybe a little bit more realistic. You know why your girl doesn't like the word positivity. The reason it's better is because we're switching the conversation from what your body looks like to what your body does for you. Let's think about it. How often do we look ourselves in the mirror and find immediately the things that we don't like about ourselves? It's almost like that's all your eyes can see. You have to make an intentional effort to take a step back and look at yourself as a whole. Instead, it's like we zero in on these pieces and pick them apart during the small amount of time that we spend in front of a mirror. And let's be honest, no matter how many times I look in the mirror and I see my little pot belly and I say to myself, no, I love you anyways. I love you anyways. It doesn't matter what shape or size you are. You're perfect to me. I still hate it. I still hate it. I still hate what I look like. I still tear myself apart. And it almost feels like I'm the body positivity. I'm just like putting this like Band-Aid over the spiraling thoughts, horrible self-critical thoughts in my head. I'm not actually like getting in there and cleaning out the wound and solving the problem. But anytime I can ever shift to body neutrality and therefore focus on the bare basic function of my body, I can appreciate it a little bit better. So using my stomach again, thinking like, you know, but thanks for holding all of the food from all of the fun times I've had from this experience of living away from home and spending most of that time through experiencing new places and eating and drinking and having fun and enjoying my life. Because if you focus on body neutrality and you don't tell yourself that your body is right or wrong or good or bad, you can focus your energy on the peacefulness that the functions of your body bring you. When you focus your energy on the function of your body, you actually feel grateful for it. You feel at peace just because you're fortunate enough that your body works and allows you to experience life. Especially if body positivity and loving yourself no matter what you look like is another unrealistic standard for you to meet. So why is focusing on function over appearance so powerful? I mean, sure, great. My body works, sick. You know, I'm not taking that for granted. I'm just saying sometimes that's what it sounds like in your head that you're like, okay, fucking great, but it's ugly. So who cares? Your body is not an ornament. Your body is not meant to look perfect and be pretty and do all of the things. That's not what the intended function of your body is, to please other people and to please yourself when you look at in the mirror. It's an instrument to get you through life. It's a vessel so that you in your soul can experience, I'm getting a little woo-woo on you, that can experience the life that you have been granted. That in itself is a function, not to mention all the biological functions of your body. Instead of judging your stomach, your arms, your thighs, your face focus on what it is they do for you. They allow you to hug. They allow you to walk. They allow you to smile. They allow you to communicate. What things do they do that bring joy into your life? When you shift your mindset from appearance to function, it lowers that self-criticism and starts to bring in self-acceptance. And I'm not saying that it's going to magically transform the way you view yourself. You know, you might still want to make minor changes to improve what you look like on the outside. You know, we're not crazy here. Like, it's not that we're not being unrealistic. I totally get, you know, you still want to look good and all of the things and you don't want to feel like shit. But if you're in this rut of like really tearing yourself down, this is a way to get yourself out of it. Even if it's a temporary temporary self-criticism spiral about your body, it's a mantra for you to keep in mind to remind yourself when you are stuck in this rumination space, when you're freaking out about what you look like, when you're anxious about what you look like, when it's all you can focus on. If you can switch the focus to function, it allows you to get more into self-acceptance than self-criticism. I'm not saying that you're going to turn around and look in the mirror and think that you're the most beautiful thing just because you're grateful for the functions of your body. But what I am saying is when you're stuck in this mentality and when you're all the time or once in a while really criticizing yourself, you can use it to get yourself out of that spiral, out of that rumination. Then when you have the ability to do that, you can take that mental load off of yourself more often than not and not feel the weight of how much your appearance impacts how you think about yourself as frequently and therefore more consistently you're thinking in self-acceptance compared to self-criticism. Because the real truth of this is that you're tying your self-worth to your appearance. And in order to truly let that go and truly let go of that burden is to start to separate the two and understand that your self-worth and your appearance are not coinciding. So how to start to bring this into your life? What kind of things do you have to do in order to start practicing body neutrality? Like we've already talked about, reframe your thoughts, shifting your thoughts from what the body part you're criticizing looks like, or your body as a whole, or your face, whatever it looks like, and start to focus on its function and all of the ways that it's brought joy into your life. Start practicing gratitude instead of creating lists in your head of all of the things you want to change about your body, all the things you don't like about your body. Flip the list and start saying all of the things that your body provides for you. This is a big one that I would get hyper about. And if you're super focused on your appearance, it's possible that you feel the same way. But focusing on exercise for enjoyment in using your body compared to the outcome or the appearance of what would happen if you hustle hard enough in the gym to get results. If you can do things more for fun, like going on a walk or doing a dance video or just dancing in your kitchen or going for a bike ride, going rollerblading, going skateboarding, you know, whatever it is that makes you feel good, but you're up and you're moving your body, stretching, yoga, you know, it doesn't have to be like going to the gym and hitting the weights. If that doesn't like make you feel good, if that feels more like a punishment, then switch it to something that feels more fun and enjoyable for you to function. Limit your body checking behaviors, you know, like every time you look in the mirror and you like have to like make sure you look okay. A good one for me is like when I'm sitting passenger princess and I look in the side mirror and I like look in that mirror to like either really like myself or really hate myself. So if you could limit if you could first be aware of all of the times that you're not just checking your outfit, but you're actually like kind of tearing yourself apart, like in the bathroom mirror after you've been drinking is a good option, or in the bathroom mirror when you're out to a hefty meal, you know, and you look at yourself in the mirror and you go, oh my God, fucking Christ, that's what I look like? Sick. Who's sitting across from me? Like, ew, what's happening? Try to limit that behavior. And I don't want to say that like avert your eyes from the mirror, but honestly, because like you shouldn't do that. But honestly, leave the practice for like looking at yourself in the mirror and getting into a healthy space with your body and your face for your at home time, your intentional time when you set the intention to do that. And if you have to avoid your eyes from the mirror at first because it's a matter of being self-critical and insecure when you go back into your situation that you're in and just feeling normal and good and fine, then so be it. Okay, and last one I have is annoying, but it's true. I don't do this because I think it's annoying and like it's just not realistic for me. It is realistic for me. I don't know. I've got a hoarding problem and it involves social media too. But curate an environment that actually makes you feel good about your appearance. Like if you're looking at a bunch of shit that doesn't make you feel good, you're looking at a bunch of size 2 models and you know that you feel like garbage because of it, try to curate a image on the internet for yourself to be more self-accepting or to be more people that look like you or to do things that, you know, would just make you not be so quick to comparison with people that are so either edited or just, you know, they're made for the camera. We're just out here being regular people, guys. Like, we can't keep comparing ourselves to these fuckers. We're locking it in, baby. We're locking it in. Today's daily challenge is choose one thing your body does for you that has nothing to do with appearance and thank it for that today. Pretty fucking easy. Pretty fucking easy. You can just choose something that you know that you struggle with and focus on its function. Focus on its function, not on its appearance. Your journaling prompt is, if you weren't focused on how your body looked, how would your relationship with yourself change? Good one, huh? Ooh, I like that one. That's a good one. God, just filled to the fucking brim, bro, out here with these good ideas. I said it to you yesterday and I'll say it to you again. You got to do the daily challenge. You got to do the journaling prompt. You could listen to me yap about it and you could have a real good realization. But the only way that you're really going to solidify this new practice into your life and start to actually love yourself to your fullest capacity is if you bring it into your real life. If you show yourself an example in your real life of what this looks like, and if you sort through the sort through the topic, the mindset in your own head, in your own journal, and figure out how you're actually going to start to incorporate this into your life. And when you have that awareness, even just from this one day, you'll remember that in the days to come and every opportunity that it shows up, you'll remember body neutrality, not body positivity, because you actually had a real life experience in your day with this mentality. The biggest thing I want you to take away from this episode is that your appearance and your self-worth are not tied together. Your body's value comes from its function. It does not come from what it looks like. It's valuable because of what it allows you to do. And you don't have to like every single inch of it in order to appreciate it and respect it. Tomorrow, we're getting into rewriting your story. Super hype for this one. I love the idea of rewriting your story because you just get so zeroed in on this image or this identity of who you've been for so long, and giving yourself permission to rewrite your story when you're an adult that's actually like functioning and capable of choosing who you are instead of just like falling victim to how children perceive you as you grow up is so refreshing. It feels so good. So tomorrow we're getting into that narrative you tell yourself about who you are. If your challenge or your journaling prompt is acceptable to share on social media, please share it with me or DM it to me. I would love to see it. I would love to cheer you on at Wellish Podcast, at Sarah.Rittendale, or use the hashtag 28 Days of Self-Love. I want to see you. I want to be able to hold each other accountable. And again, the only true way to lock in the practice we talked about here today is by doing those two action steps in your own life. Share your thoughts too. I mean, I would love to hear if it works for you, what you think, if it something that you could actually utilize, or if it's something that you needed to tweak a little bit. And if so, what tweak did you do? I would love to know too. So share your knowledge. Thank you very much.
You guys are incredible. I will talk to you tomorrow for day 6.
Bye.